Hey ho, welcome to the second part of the second episode of Into Wild from Vienna. In this part I will tell you how we created the song, and I think it's a very interesting story of which different sources of inspiration and sound came together in this song. So we had influences from classical music, from jazz, and we used some instruments but also environmental sounds. So we just picked my microphones and went to the city to explore the sound. And we had one very special microphone with us, which is a surround microphone. So if you're listening to this episode with headphones, you will have the feeling of the sound surrounding your head. And also in the song, we used some of those samples. So pick your headphones and have a listen. We needed a plan to make sure that all those different sounds come together to one piece of music. In the beginning of our trip, we sat together and decided to have the tempo of 128 beats per minute in a 4-5 measure and the tonality of D minor. We put this information on headphones on one of our mobile phones and tried to fit every recording to those parameters. The first place we visited was a world music instrument shop we had found on our way to the meeting point. And it was like a playground for us. There were so many different sounds from so many different cultures, from China, from India, from all over the world. And the first thing we recorded was one big monochord, an instrument which has many strings which are all tuned to the same note, or in this case, tuned to two notes. And the very special thing about this monochord was that you could sit in the middle of all those strings and have this kind of surround sound. And of course we used the surround microphone to record it, so you will have this effect on your headphones as well. Next, the owner of the shop showed us some Indian harmoniums. They produce sound very similar to an accordion, but you can tap on the sides to add those little percussive impulses. Sabina found a glockenspiel and some other sounds. And to keep the basic rhythm, we recorded some shakers. After this wonderful experience to being invited to this place of sound, we were looking for a piano, a public piano for Sabina to be able to play her instrument in our song. And we found one in the House of Music in Vienna. We didn't have the perfect room or the perfect microphones to record a piano in the perfect studio quality. So I picked up the melancholic character of this first improvisation idea of Sabina, and in the production I gave it this gramophone lo-fi sound with a warm and retro quality to it. By now we had recorded some sounds of the streets of Vienna, instruments from all over the world, the piano, but Andy's guitar was still missing. So in the evening I sat down in my van to collect all the samples and match them together to build up the foundation of our song. So after the interview, we connected Andy's guitar to my computer and started to record over it. It was very interesting how fast Andy was in getting inspiration and taking decisions what to play. The very last thing to do for me was to add some ambient tuba sounds for the beginning. For me, the very interesting thing about this song is that it connects so many different sources and cultures, sounds, instruments, and genres. And it was a great pleasure to see what happens if you just set a very loose frame of a basic tempo and tonality. Exploring a city together by collecting sounds is a really mind-opening experience. It's like having a 360-degree awareness, and everything around you gets a new kind of value to it. So I invite you, after listening to the song, to open your ears and explore your environment in a new way. Enjoy the music. Thanks for listening. So if you like the music and the idea for the project, please tell your friends, your colleagues, your family, and follow on social media, Instagram, Facebook. And please check out getnext.to/IntoWild. That's my blog, and you can also support the project. This would be quite helpful to cover at least some of the costs to cover the web hosting and also the editing of the videos. Please check out the making of videos on YouTube. And send me your feedback, your thoughts, your critique, and have a great time. Ciao.